Kia ora koutou, welcome to this time of evening prayer. Wherever you are and whatever your journey, you are welcome here as part of our family. And so our call to worship. Etafana, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. My friends, let us pray. Let us be at peace within ourselves. Let us accept that we are profoundly loved and need never be afraid. Let us be aware of the source of being that is common to us all and all living creatures. My brothers and sisters, let us be filled with the presence of the great compassion towards ourselves and towards all living beings. Realizing that we are all nourished from the same source of life, may we live so that others are not deprived of air, food, water, shelter, or the chance to live. Let us pray that we ourselves cease to be a cause of suffering to one another. With humility, let us pray for the establishment of peace in our hearts and on the earth. May God kindle in us the fire of love to bring us alive and give warmth to the world. Holy God, we pray that during this time of transition and uncertainty, we may find ourselves more deeply in you. Increase and strengthen our faith. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As you know, on Saturdays, we choose a poem for our reading and reflection. And interestingly, all the poems I felt drawn to today were about the work of the Holy Spirit. I found myself thinking it was like the Holy Spirit was nudging me, like, I'm here, pay attention to what I'm doing. So what better poem to choose than a homegrown poem? This is James K. Baxter's Song to the Holy Spirit. Lord Holy Spirit, you blow like the wind in a thousand paddocks, inside and outside the fences, you blow where you wish to blow. Lord Holy Spirit, you are the sun who shines on the little plant. You warm him gently, you give him life. You raise him up to become a tree with many leaves. Lord Holy Spirit, you are the mother eagle with your young, holding them in peace under your feathers. On the highest mountain you have built your nest, above the valley, above the storms of the world, where no hunter ever comes. Lord Holy Spirit, you are the bright cloud in whom we hide, in whom we know already that the battle has been won. You bring us to our brother Jesus to rest our heads upon his shoulder. Holy Lord, Holy Spirit, you are the kind fire who does not cease to burn, consuming us with flames of love and peace, driving us out like sparks to set the world on fire. Lord, Holy Spirit, in the love of friends, you are building a new house. Heaven is with us when you are with us. You are singing us your songs in the hearts of the poor. Guide us, wound us, heal us, bring us to the Father. I would happily preach a sermon on any two lines from this poem. There's just so much to delight in here. But I will pull myself in and just point to two thoughts that spring out at me. The first is that line really close to the end of the poem, guide us, wound us, heal us. One of the things I've been reflecting on is what God has been doing in our community through the pandemic. And so in this line, my eye falls on those words, wound us, wound us. Pressing the cosmic stop button on the world over the last few weeks, there has been a wound to the economic and social systems that we live in. And I wonder, was that the only way to get our attention? The only way to make us see that things don't have to be the way they have been? Perhaps it's only in driving us apart, isolated into our homes, that God could have brought us together in a new way. Because we have come together in a new way, haven't we? We have prayed together every day. We have shared communion every week. We have been nourished by the Holy Spirit as He builds us into something new. In the love of friends, you are building a new house, says the poet. So, my friends, let's keep building that house. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to keep building us in a new way. Let's work with Him. And let's build our house upon a rock. And so, let us turn to prayer. Lord, Holy Spirit, blow through our world, blow through our hearts. Blow away the systems of our world that oppress the poor and exploit the vulnerable in the interests of the rich. Blow away prejudice, hatred, selfishness, and greed. Lord, Holy Spirit, leave only love. Lord, Holy Spirit, breathe your warm breath on us and on your church. May we be the mighty tree, a canopy that brings life to the world around us. Lord, Holy Spirit, leave only joy. Lord, Holy Spirit, shelter us in the shadow of your wings. Protect us from the storms of this world. Gather together those who grieve and those who are afraid under the wings of your great compassion. Lord, Holy Spirit, leave only peace. Lord, Holy Spirit, burn like a flame within us. Consume us with flames of love and peace. Drive us out like sparks to set the world on fire. May we be holy. Restore your world through our zeal for you. Lord, Holy Spirit, leave only tenderness. Lord, Holy Spirit, it is through you that we know already that the battle has been won. Heaven is with us when you are with us. We pray that you will build us as a new house, a house upon a rock. Holy Spirit, guide us, wound us, heal us, bring us to the Father. Amen. And so, we lift before the Lord all those we love and our church family and all who are praying with us today. Please join me in praying the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so may the God of peace lead us as individuals and as a community from darkness to light. From falsehood to truth, may He lead us from doubt to hope, from anger to love, from war to peace. Let peace fill our hearts, our world, our universe. this day and forever. Amen. Well, God bless everyone. I feel excited about the work the Holy Spirit is doing in our community. Some of this work of building a new house has been and is going to be hard. And it's going to be so important for us to support one another at this time. But we have been nourished in ways we may not even yet have recognized. And we've been nourished for a reason. As this day ends, I pray that you may feel the Holy Spirit bringing peace to your hearts. Good night, my friends, and I look forward to praying with you all tomorrow night.